Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Simon Greiner.
Eden Lacey, as I live and breathe.
Why, I see you've got your Yulma's voice on.
Why, yes, I do indeed, and you yours.
Yes, that's true, that's right. Well, it's wonderful that I ran into you tonight.
Well, it's wonderful I ran into you
well,
tonight.
It's wonderful I ran into you.
No, it's wonderful. No, wonderful
it's wonderful I ran into because
you.
I got you a present.
I got you a present.
I got you a present.
I got you where you shouldn't have.
You shouldn't
no,
have.
You shouldn't
you
have.
You shouldn't have.
Well, here you go.
Here you go.
There you go.
Here you go.
This is for you.
There you go. That's for you.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
And what do we have here?
Why?
A 20-sided dice.
You shouldn't have.
You shouldn't have.
You shouldn't have.
You shouldn't have. I hope
it's not cursed.
Lovely stuff. Lovely stuff.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hello. So nice to run into you all. Oh, I see you've got armor on. Wonderful. Do you know what, Simon?
Tell me, Eden. Tell me what?
I was thinking that it's beginning to look a lot like Yulma's.
Why, Eden, I couldn't agree with you more. It's beginning to look a lot like Yulma's. Gifts inside my sack. Dave and Ben put away their notes. It's canonically all been wrote. And now it's time that Froyo gets unpacked.
It's beginning to look a lot like humus.
Yes.
It's barely D&D. Your fun uncles, they are DMs. So come join your dragon friends as they fight some sort of giant Christmas bee.
It's a bummer, I know, but a musical show is not what this one's going to be. Tom so TikTok liked, his prices have hiked up astronomically.
Original song costs too much, we just get parody.
This is the only song tonight, sorry.
Sorry.
It's beginning to look a lot like Yulma's. Everywhere you go, enjoy your festive repast. It's going to be half-assed with Bobby Baston, Filge, and Friezo. It's beginning to look a lot like Yulma's. Check the news reports. But the prettiest sight to see in this merry jubilee is two boys in shorts. So it's Yulma's once more.
Please welcome to stage the Dragon Friends,
Michael Hing, Alex Lee, Ben Jenkins,
Dave Harmon,
and Dave Harmon.
That's the musical portion of the show.
Out
of the way. Thank you very much.
Picture, if you will, a sleigh bell. A cold, hard, metallic ball. A single sleigh bell, all on its own, does not so much jingle as offer an anemic tinny rattle. Not even a jangle, really. Only when clustered together like so many holly berries do sleigh bells truly sing, twinkling and glittering in our ears as their tiny peals mingle and overlap. So it is with hearts, especially during the holiday season. For one's heart to truly ring during Yulma's time, it needs to be surrounded by others. It is a time for family and friends and song and laughter. Now, as a matter of cold contrast, picture, if you will, our dear friend Friezo.
Hello.
If anyone can be said to have a single sleigh bell for a heart, well, here you go, guys. Sad, solitary, selfish, scummy, snobby, sad, sinister, sad, suspicious, sad, sad, freezer. A single swatch of sheet metal scrunched into a near sphere around a small, cold, hard ball bearing sits in his chest. But will it ring? Can it ring? Can the heart of an orphan truly be made to chime? Well, we shall see. For today, at the persistent prodding of his only living relative, his cousin Froyo, Friezo is being forced to attend the family Yulemas celebrations of every single other dragon friend. And so we open. Friezo sits alone in his bachelor's apartment with the lights off like a psychopath, waiting for the doorbell to ring.
That's unfair because LED lights from a computer are lights, so it's not in complete darkness.
What do you think Froyo's bachelor apartments look like?
Friezo's bachelor apartment?
Yeah, Friezo's.
I imagine it's very sparse. I imagine it's got whatever the equivalent of Pop Funkos are. Funko Pops, sorry. It's got Funko Pops of the King and Queen and whatnot. And then just, obviously there's a hyperbaric chamber for him to wank in. You know, that's... Yeah, that's about it.
That's classic. Canon.
But Friezo, is Froyo in the apartment with him?
No, so the doorbell rings.
Ring, 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 ring.
Go away!
Friezo, I know you're in there. I can hear the dulcet tones of your strange fantasy video games.
I don't want to go out today.
Come in. I said I was coming over.
I'm not going out.
I'm just going to open the door.
I have gastro.
just for the people who are already disenfranchised from this entire evening, Friezo...
Oh, they're gone.
Yes, they're gone. All right, they're cousins. That's all. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Friezo, I said that I was coming over and I told you to get ready at 8. We have a packed itinerary today.
I ate a really big burrito this morning.
I find that very hard to believe.
I had a Yulemas burrito.
What was in it?
It was cinnamon and reindeer.
I don't want to be rude.
And the salsa, it was eggnog. And now my tummies are rumbling and I don't want to go to Christmas.
I hear what you're saying months. And I don't want to be rude, but this entire apartment is filled only with, like, old chips and your own matter.
That's eggnog. I promise you it's eggnog.
You got the same invites as I. We're going out. We're going to go and visit all of your co-workers, the dragon friends. We're going to have a great, gay old time.
Sure. All right. I'll go with you if you have an eggnog with me.
I'm not going to do that.
Come on.
No, I'll just go by myself. Absolutely a line in the sand.
Friezo spoons out an eggnog into a martini glass.
From what?
I guess like a medical... Anyway, Simon and Eden, I'm just going to roll a persuasion check.
Yeah, go for it.
That is a 20, baby. It's a natural 20.
I am going to oppose that.
Chug-a-lug, baby.
With a wisdom saving throw. That is a 23.
Oh.
But mine was natural, so if I add to it...
It wasn't a math 20.
Persuasion... Yeah, my persuasion,
Simon,
is,
please don't make me drink.
It's a natural 20, Dave. You can't fight the laws of D&D.
My charisma's off the fucking chain, bro.
Ah, okay.
It's a Yulemas beverage.
You know that's like 27 if I add.
Yeah, so
in the spirit of the season, I will drink. Yep. Let me just. Yeah. Okay. Wow.
Can you roll for lactose intolerance?
Well, that one's a one.
You'll be at a disadvantage until such time as you have some electrolytes.
And so the cousins set forth on what is a pleasant journey, despite the frequent stops for Froyo's lactose-induced shitting fits.
Shit fits.
A pleasant journey, that is, until you round a bend and are greeted by a gruesome scene. A great snowy battlefield littered with corpses. As your sleigh pulls you along...
Sorry, I'm the world building, but we walked from a house to a battlefield?
You went in the sleigh! It was a pleasant journey, Dave! Go with me!
There were frequent stops.
You know how this
you were
is.
Shitting yourself.
You were shitting.
Get in the world.
You might have been in a dissociative state because you were shitting so powerfully. You might not have remembered it, but Friezo had a lovely time.
Have you ever shat so much that time just warps? Have I been here 30 minutes or 30 seconds?
Yeah, who can say? Anyway, battlefield, little bit with the corpses. As your sleigh pulls you along, the cawing of crows fills the air. Thank you, thank you, thank you. As they pick at the half-frozen corpses. As you crest a low hill, you see below you, surrounded by wickedly sharpened stakes, a tent. Or a yurt or pavilion of some sort.
World.
Let's go with your world building. Built from the tusks and hides of some great beast, a heavy curtain hangs across the tent's entrance.
Now, you did bring the present, right?
Did I bring the present?
I don't know.
Sure, okay, yeah, I did.
You knew you were coming. We're going to visit all of the dragon friends. I told you to bring gifts. I've got a gift. Do you want to go in on my gift?
What gift do you have, Dave?
I've got a battle axe, but it's wrapped up to make it look like a shovel.
Oh, very nice.
Well, I've got a gift card that Froyo gave Friezo a year earlier. So it's a little bit awkward that you're seeing this.
You didn't do that masterclass, huh?
I didn't do the masterclass. No, I didn't. I'm sorry. But I will get to
how to meet people and talk like a normal fucking person.
I was a bit offended that you got me that masterclass, if I'm honest.
It's hosted by Elon Musk.
Do you pull back the curtain? Do you enter?
Yes, we do.
All right. Pulling back the curtain, you see none other than your friend, half-orc barbarian Filge.
Hey, guys!
A pained look is on her face.
Hey, guys.
Yeah. And looming behind her, standing a full foot taller than she, with knife-sharp tusks protruding from her jaw, is the hulking, green-skinned figure of Orc War Chief Gorkon, also known as Filge's mum.
Hey, guys! You travel far, or you just look bad? Like naturally.
Do you have a bathroom?
Oh, yeah, just straight down.
Past the yurt?
Yeah, just past yurt. It's a fantasy bathroom.
It's right on that corpse over there.
I will be back momentarily.
Oh, yeah, that man real need to shit. Hey, you like Filger's work friends, or...?
Yeah, we're sort of colleagues.
Me told my mum you're my best friend, Friezo.
Did you?
Yeah, I mean, not top tier, but...
So I'm your best friend in a low tier.
Yeah. You're in inner circle, certainly. I mean, said inner circle, didn't me, mum?
Oh, yeah, you said inner circle, weirdo. But, like, crucially, you said weirdo.
Oh, I mean, yeah. Best friend.
Yeah.
Hey, how you been? Me been killing some people. Me go back, see me mom. I say, what are you doing, mom? You know, you want to knit? You want to go see that Van Gogh exhibition when the pictures move? Are you like Van Gogh, right? And she say, no, me don't like Van Gogh. Me like Monet. I say, same thing.
Me do. And then me say, not same thing. Not same thing. Me put fist through wall. Not same thing. Impressionism.
Anyway, so we killed a bunch of guys.
Yeah. They just like standing there, doing like different things. But I got so
mad. They
just
work at the moving picture Van Gogh Museum.
Yeah. Well, Filge, Mary Yulmus.
Mary Yulmus. And this
Mrs. Gorkon, War Chief Gorkon, Mary Yulmus to you as well.
Mary Yulmus to you. You want like paper hat or ham?
I would like a very bad joke out of that bonbon you have.
All right, me cracker, one moment.
Hi,
oh, you're back from bathroom. Hey, I win.
She good. She lucky.
Undefeated at bonbon.
Okay, ding, 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 ding. Ahem. First of all, Merry Christmas. Second of all, we had good year. Nice to have Filge.
She's stalling, she can't read.
Filge, what is the bad joke?
Joke! Why does Santa go down the Christmas on... What's this word?
You really can't tell that you were taught to read by a dog.
Chimney?
Chimney. Why does Santa go down on the Why does Santa go down the chimney on Christmas Eve?
And Gorkon's sulking because she's been found out. Oh, who cares?
Why does Santa go down on the chimney on Christmas Eve? Because it's her birthday, baby.
Once a year. Because it suits him. Aha, yeah. Your one was better.
Oh, it suits him. It suits, right, okay.
It suits him? Why go down on the chimney?
It's too adult for you.
Okay, we all have laugh. Hey, you met me, and you obviously met Toilet. How was that?
Wonderful, thank you.
Yeah. You didn't use too much paper, did you? That stuff doesn't grow on tree. Joke, it does. It leave. Fantasy. Anyway...
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about that. It's just most toilets actually do have toilet paper.
Uh-huh. Well, me sorry you not so close to city boy. Maybe you want to take in experimental play with interactive component.
Well, that's a really weird and deep cut. I don't see how that necessarily follows.
Yeah,
nah, she roasted you, bro.
I'll sit over here.
Anyway, you gotta go outside, tend to husbands. Bye!
From outside, husbands? You hear the clanging of steel on steel through the curtain that Gorkon just passed through.
Clang, clang, clang.
Clang, clang, clang. You gonna go through?
Filch. Yeah, let's peek through the curtain.
Do you know what this is, Filch?
My mom said me can't go back there. She say secret war chief stuff. So me never look back there. Me just been hanging out, listening to music. Me got some noise-canceling headphones, so...
Well, that's interesting, because I did get you this shovel, so...
Oh, thank you, Froyo. Me got you this. And she starts, like, patting around this bonbon wrapper, which you love.
I've known you for 4 years.
And Filge, here is a gift certificate for one of those masterclasses you've always wanted to do. So, Mary Yulmus to you.
Oh, Serena William teach tennis?
Think less cool. This one is taught by, I guess, a kind of a wizard. Recently single. Elon Musk.
Elon Musk ox.
And he's teaching, I think it's called How to Talk Like a Normal Person or some shit.
Thank you, but me talk perfect, so insulting. And me, of course, Friezo, me got you a fresh pair of sneakers from the brand that you like.
Oh my goodness! Shoe Babe?
Yes, Shoe Babe.
Boy, do I love Shoe Babe. Hey guys, welcome to my channel. Today's video is brought to you by Shoe Babe.
Outside, the sounds of battle intensify.
All right, let's head out.
And this is very nice shovel. This shovel looked like battle axe. Me think broken, but thank you very much. Bad, this can't dig. No, too sharp. It's just too sharp, but thank you. Let's go and look outside. Will you guys come with me?
Yep.
Okay. You pull back the curtain, and beyond the tent you see a scene even more disturbing than the battlefield outside. A delightful Tuscan villa-style patio complete with terrazzo benchtops, barbecue and wood-fired pizza oven. And around that tasteful yet practical outdoor kitchen, suitable for all your entertaining needs, are not one, but four human men. Each of them married to Gorkon. And each of them vying...
Each of them married to Gorkon?
Each of them, yeah. So canonically, for those of you, it's your first time. Filge's mom is called Gorkon, and she made sweet love to her father, a human male, and then she ate him. Right? So she's...
After he cheated on her with a fairy.
Yeah, true. So now she's remarried four times.
She has a harem.
She's got a harem.
My goodness.
Of stepdads.
Of stepdads, okay? Now, stepdads...
The sexiest kind of harem.
So the stepdad, stepdad number one comes up to you, Filge, and he's like, hey, Filge, it's me, Gary, your second stepdad. I just wanted to say that, you know, me and your mum, you know, we really, I just love your mum, and you know that you are important to me, and just, I actually watched this really interesting documentary the other day.
Yeah, cool, Gary, name one thing about me.
You're Gorkon's daughter and her favorite daughter, and the world's actually flat, which is crazy, right? It's just a very, very reputable source. It was actually
I mean, wait, is it in this world?
Yeah, exactly, and that's why. But the thing, my far out opinion is that it's round. Actually, that's what I misinterpreted. Yeah, it's actually a sphere.
That's
floating.
Bullshit, Gary. You're full of shit.
Nah.
Off the edge if Earth is round.
Nah,
that's a good point.
Nah, because there's gravity. There's kind of like a centrifugal. I'm rethinking my opinions now.
This bit is going to end with Eden becoming a flat earther.
I actually did start to watch that documentary once. And I am a flat earther. No, but he was so convinced. The dude's like, I shouldn't be able to see that. It's flat. And I was like,
you shouldn't be allowed to watch stuff like that. You're very suggestible.
I shouldn't. No.
We've got to put parental controls back on Eden's YouTube account.
Yeah, you got to. It's getting too weird in there. Watching too many World War II documentaries.
And what... Do you think the right people won World War II?
Yeah. I just watched the cool
if it
ones.
How's your memorabilia collection going?
I got some good stuff. Got some bayonets.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, so look, if you could put a good word for... you know, in for me with your mum, because every night, you know, she's all about the fuck, marry, kill thing, and she does all three.
And every night?
Yeah. I'm just hoping that I can stick around for longer than the average of 3 days. But she's a powerful, powerful woman, yeah.
What you see in my mother, Gorkon?
Why
you love her?
She's so big. She's the largest woman that I've ever seen. And honestly, when those arms wrap around me, I've never felt so small. You know, it's hard to get that from any kind of human, male or female,
yeah, well,
to be honest. She's 8 foot. And hear me, a paltry 5'9", 5'10", on a good day, if I'm lying on a fantasy dating app. But hey, you got to be in there. 5'9", 5'10", it's a big difference, isn't it, psychologically? Is it? Do you think it matters? I've obviously put too much thought into it.
Sure thing, character.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Oh, I'm just going to go and caramelize some onions.
Gary?
Wait, what is it? You're going to caramelize onions now? You can't caramelize onions just before they have to go out. That's not how it works. Caramelizing onions takes time.
No, you put them on the pizza and then you put it in the oven.
It's not going to caramelize on the pizza, you're fucking kidding
what
me.
What do you fucking think? It's an oven, you dipshit.
You have got to give a minimum 30 minutes to caramelize onions. Preferably, you want to give a full 90 minutes so that they just caramelize naturally. No brown sugar,
Filge,
no nothing.
Filge, settle this argument for us.
Who are you?
I'm Darren. How are you, Filge? Nice to finally meet you. I tell you what, do you like anime?
Do you?
Oh, yeah, I love anime. I love anime and the manga, and I hear all the kids have... I mean, I didn't grow up on anime and manga. Mine was more like a Western kind of style of manga.
Darren?
Yeah?
Would you like me to just give you the wedgie now and get this over with?
Well, I understand that in your culture, that's a wonderful sign of respect, and
I dack him.
Merry Yulmus, everybody! I'm really beginning to feel like part of the family. And as I was saying, I had a
girl
kind of
shouldn't have to see her stepdad's dick. This is fucked.
Oh, I don't have a penis. I'm just smooth and flat down there, as you can plainly see if you took the time to have a look.
A bloody doppelganger.
Is Darren a golem?
I am a eunuch. By choice. Means I can concentrate on the ladies' pleasure more.
Oh, Darren. We don't want to hear that about me, Mum.
What's that?
We don't want to hear that about me, Mum.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Filch, Darren, he very good.
I mean, I'm just hoping that, like, honestly, you don't want to avoid the whole thing. I'm really just hoping to get eaten.
Oh.
That's kind of my thing, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Well, what about your friends? What do your friends think about the world being round? It almost certainly is.
No. World is flat, always has been, always will be. Travelled around it a fair bit. Anyone who thinks that the world is round, very stupid in my opinion.
Well, what if anyone who thinks the world is flat is stupid?
Yeah, that's basically what Friezo said.
No, he said the opposite. And frankly, I'd never considered that before. Maybe I've been the fool. No. It was you.
So there are a couple of other stepdads floating around. One of them comes over and Archibald's in.
So you're talking to Filch?
Whatever he's doing, he could be caramelizing onions.
And he says,
"Hello, Filch! Hello! It's me!
What, your name? What that? That's just a noise.
It's spelled B-O-H-O-A-H-R.
Oh, boo.
You know, it's very funny, Ben, that you're the one in this podcast that gets shit for not knowing many voices.
I know that your mother and I have only been together for 12 years. And it's not long when you're my age, which is 10,000 years old. But I want you to know I think of you like a stepdaughter, because that's what you are.
Phil, I'd like you to just roll a constitution check for me, just to see how your psychic damage is going.
Oh, Phil just feeling very troubled. Plus, she also got one of those Yulma special burritos earlier today, so factor that in. What am I testing?
Constitution.
Oh yeah, that's a 20.
Nice.
Max 20.
Okay,
so you hack these
going strong.
Oh, good. You must be the famous Filch. Famous Filch. It's spelt with a P, but,
I'm sorry, we were talking. Who are you?
Yeah, why don't you just shove off, Gramps?
I die, okay.
Nah, he sort of shuffles fine. Away.
Hey, look, I don't think we've met. Nice to, I'm having relations with your mother. Gobson.
Sorry, what was that name again?
The name's Gobson.
Last name?
Fugnut.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, she's quite a lady. She's a lot of lady, you know what I mean? She's, but she's good.
She's good.
Just came over there to say that to her?
Yeah, I just came over to say that she's good and I'm bloody with her, you know? And so if that's going to be a problem, then you can hit the road, Jack.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry to interrupt. I didn't say this before, but I'm also good at pleasuring your mother.
Can you all line up in order of who is the best at pleasuring my mother?
So well, that's the guy with no dick.
That's me.
Yeah, definitely the guy. Definitely the guy with no dick.
G'day, Phil. I didn't want to get in, but if we're lining up for pleasuring your mother, I think I'm in with a chance.
Who are you?
It's Trevor. You remember me from last year? Didn't come to my band. We did it. I've been sending you some pigeons. Have you seen them?
Yes, me get your pigeons. We're playing. They say you don't open this pigeon in 10 days, a terrible curse will happen.
We're doing.
And then the terrible curse happened.
I've got a I'm doing nightly gigs at the local the Swan and Peanut, and I don't want to tell you now, but we've got a lot of t-shirts. So if you've got any of your little friends could come along, it's quite cool.
Oh, my friend Froyo, actually, he love the acid
acid folk rap
acid
medley.
Acid folk rap medley that you guys do, and I think he said he's gonna come. He said he swear on his life, and if he don't go, he kill himself. So.
Well, well, he sounds like a upstanding guy. And
yeah, what's the name of your album again?
It's Midriff Crisis. It's a joke.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Me preferred your older work. I'm scared I'm going to get eaten by my wife because I don't know.
Well, look, it didn't happen last year, but maybe this year's the year.
Will you look at the time? Friezo and Froyo, you look at your, what I presume are sundial watches, and you turn to, you consult your astrolabe and turn to the requisite part of the sky such that they read correctly for the time of day that it is, and you see that it is time to go to your next appointment.
As they go, I say, Friezo, thank you so much for stopping in. Me obviously have living nightmare on my hands. Me have so much therapy. Could you maybe just make this a little bit simpler for me and do a little, you know, little Friezo special on the way out? You know, zappy, zappy, fiery.
Hang on. I've misinterpreted things you've said before. So just be very clear. Do you want me to kill all of your stepdads except for that old charming man?
Not only do me want that, because actually, me think me mum doesn't even want to be with men. You know, I think you need to just clear these stepdads out of her life and just let her go and explore the possibilities, you know?
Okay.
So, just roast them up and then can me come wherever you're going?
I think we were heading to Bobby's next or some such, so, sure, we'll... stepdads?
Yes.
Not you.
Okay.
The rest of you, would you join me in the bathroom? I have some magic trick I want to show you.
You want all of us to come in?
Magic! Wow! Now this better not be about poo.
Friezo locks him in the bathroom and casts summon greater demon, and then we go to Bobby's.
Oh, g'day. You one of Filch's friends? And as the...
It sounds like he's having a rough poo.
And as the blood-curdling screams of a man being ripped to shreds, in fact, three men being ripped to shreds, besides that delightful old man...
I've been reading the Kama Sutra!
Until he, too, gets ripped to shreds, such that Gorkon can go on and live her life and explore her newfound freedom. You get on your sleigh, and it's an uneventful journey, except for Froyo, the regular shit.
I'm actually feeling much better.
Until you're not.
What do you roll for?
I passed the worst of it.
You passed it? Well,
roll constitution.
Roll a constitution check.
Roll a little constitution check.
You got that lactose intolerant. What you get?
That's all that is, an 18.
Okay. All right, well, you only take two stops.
And it's solid again.
And
Merry Christmas.
A Christmas miracle.
And alighting from your sleigh, Friezo and Froyo, you climb the rickety steps of a small wooden cottage, and you see upon the door a large, round, flat knocker attached to it.
What do I roll for a knock check?
As you touch it, the ancient door creaks open.
La la.
And hitting you in the face is the stench of decay. I realized the last scene started with the stench of decay, but this one also starts with the stench of decay.
Hey man, it's a good stench.
Yeah, right. Yeah. The stench of decay.
In fantasy, it's like top five stenches. Yeah.
What are the other four?
Yeah, what are the other ones?
The corpulence of atrophy, the miasma of wickedness, the ephemera of despair,
and the aroma of jizz. Those are the most common. If you just go through Tolkien, it's
and similarly.
I can't believe you wrote a 7-minute dwarf song about the aroma of jizz, frankly.
Because I always thought it was
because that's what Bilbo Baggins likes.
And mixed with all these scents is the smell of mummified humbug lollies and decomposing doilies. The smell of an old person's home. Or rather, the home of an old person.
Makes you think.
One Agatha Pumpkin, nay Pancakes, aunt to a certain Robert Pancakes, known to you dragon friends as Bobby, who appears in front of you.
Hey guys, happy Yulmus.
Bobby, it's stinking here.
Yeah, I know.
You're going to get that ephemera sorted out.
I mean, it's better than the other four, but guys, can I ask you first and foremost to take off your shoes, please? Just put them in this special cabinet here and don't wear shoes off this particular mat here at the front. This is very important.
Simon, can I just say it's really obvious that you've been living with your mother for the last 6 months.
happy Yulmus, Bobby. We're so glad. Thank you for inviting us to your wonderful home. I've got a little gift for you, actually.
Thanks.
Here you go. It's a shovel.
Oh, great. I'll just put it in the corner here.
Oh, this open
is actually,
it up.
This, sorry. My aunt is very particular. She thinks presents are wasteful. So actually just leave it outside the door.
Do I hear the crackle of wrapping paper?
No, auntie.
Bobby, I got you this certificate, so it won't make any noise. But
I just
fling
it outside the window.
Okay, never mind.
Into the snow. I'm so sorry. I'll get that later. That's really nice.
And waddling into the hallway is a halfling, an old woman halfling. So she's even smaller than a regular.
Oh, a quarterling.
She's a quarterling. And she's, oh, your friends are here. Well, you're very late. You've missed dinner completely.
Oh, guys, sorry. We eat at 10:30 a.m.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, I had forgotten.
You eat dinner at 10:30 a.m.
Yes, that's right.
So we can be in bed by midday.
Yep.
There must be some mistake. The invitation said by the 10th hour.
Yeah, well.
I'm Froyo. Thank you for inviting me to your house.
Oh, hello. Ooh, are you okay? You look very poorly.
I'm much better now.
Do you normally look like
no,
this?
No, I think that people are being unkind about my complexion.
The power.
I've decided I'm fine and that the bit is over.
Oh.
So I think I look fine now.
I feel positively sprightly next to you.
You know what? I think this is the protestation of a man who may have shit himself today.
I'm just
in real life.
I'm going to go back to the bathroom. Thank you for having me in your wonderful house.
This is my neighbor. What's this? Is my neighbor?
The magic of invention.
This is my neighbor. Uh-huh. This is my neighbor. Uh-huh.
He keeps saying it.
Yes, he's Jeremy Jerkoff. Jerkowski.
You teach improv.
Yeah. And this is how you do it, baby. This is how it is.
It would be so funny if someone was in this show tonight and was like, I was going to go and do ITS classes. But now I'm just...
You couldn't think of literally any name in the world.
Yeah, I did.
Other
it was
fact
Jeremy...
The name is Jeremy Jerkoff.
Jeremy
Jerkoff.
Jerkowski. Jerkowski.
Jeremy Jerkoff. Pleasure to meet you, obviously.
He's my neighbor. He doesn't have anyone else, so he comes around for Christmas.
Sorry, Jeremy Jerkoff. Of the...
Jerkowski.
From the Haberfield Jerkoffs?
From the Jerkowskis.
Froyo pokes his head around from the toilet. The Haberfield Jerkowskis are here?
Yes, well, obviously. Yes, from that lineage.
Wait, the people who have the huge wealth and money from the Jerkoff Bank?
You basically invented magic.
Yeah.
It's an honor to meet you.
Well, yes, I didn't really think I'd have to do any talking.
Can I just say, the Jerkoff hotels are...
Yes, they're very good. Have you,
What are the six principles? I read a book once about the six principles of hospitality as decreed by the Jerkoff hotels. What were they again?
Well, honestly, if you... Number... And this was set down by my grandfather, obviously.
Horatio Jerkoff?
Horatio Handjob Jerkoff. The fourth.
The six principles, yes.
The six principles, number one. Say hello.
Sure.
I mean, that's just...
They felt more inspiring when I read, but maybe the other five were really good.
Yeah, well...
Why is everybody in the hallway? Come into the parlor! It's time for party games.
Number two.
guys, yeah, great. You arrived just in time for party games. Please just... Just bear with us.
It's my favorite. If you lose, you get sucked through the portal.
Oh.
No one knows what's beyond, but it's hopefully death.
Oh, yes, what a sweet release that would be.
Yes. What do you think?
Every year I beg for death.
What?
Every year I think, what's my present this year? Could it be being yeeted into the portal? No, it's a tie. Thank you for the tie, by the way.
Horatio, obviously the scene's moved on, but if you could tell me the other four...
Number three! Well, number one is say hello. Number two, of course, is give him a handy.
You know what? I'm fine.
All right. So these are the rules. Obviously, it's standard real-world celebrity head. All right? So we're going to put a name
is
on...
Is this still Dungeons & Dragons?
Yes, of course it fucking is. I've got a dice. Look at me. Dice. But we've replaced the dice with celebrity heads. Okay, so what's going to happen is we're going to go down the line.
And for the listeners, yes. Right now, Simon is taping celebrity cardboard heads.
Oh, I forgot this was a podcast when we planned to do...
I just thought I would...
When we planned to do a celebrity
I just thought head. I'd remind the podcast audience.
I absolutely...
And I guess some of the people...
Some ways our most accessible episode new listeners.
To the tens of thousands of people who cannot see what is happening, but can listen to what is happening, Simon is taping celebrity head cardboard strips to our heads, to some little
and
bandanas.
And I am doing a backflip.
I guess if we're doing that, it is weird that Ben got his little willy out for that, but that's cool.
A weird little dick out makes it easier to do a backflip.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm got tape on my head. right, so what happens is you... Oh, boy, I didn't see it. So it's going to be standard celebrity head rules. Everyone's here is going to help us with the yes or no. The questions you ask must be yes or no answers, right? If it's a yes, you get to ask another question. If it's a no, it moves down the line to the next person. Five wrong answers, you get sucked through the portal to certain death. Ha, ha, ha!
And just again for the podcast audience...
Yes.
What is the broad category of celebrity heads?
I would say alienating our entire new audience.
Does this require us on stage to listen to the podcast Dragon Friends?
You know what else is incredible? I guess I don't want to.
You can just go to the bathroom, honestly.
Okay, guys. So these are magic celebrity heads headbands, and they will pull from your life and the life of your adventures people that you are definitely bound to know.
Where does this
sit
in the timeline?
But what about this fucking random guy? Like. Does he listen to the fucking podcast?
Absolutely he does. He's a big fan.
Oh, that's why he wants to die. Okay.
Yeah. All right, starting with
Friezo. You can ask a yes or no question.
My first question is, am I alive?
Yes.
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 Okay. Am I human?
No.
Okay, Alex, your turn.
Am I... A friend or enemy of the dragon?
So yes, no.
Am
yes,
I
no
a friend
question.
Of the dragon friends?
Yes.
Yes.
Do the dragon friends respect this person?
Yes.
Very much so. See, they like it.
Well, that narrows things down.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Am I a girl?
No.
Okay.
Oh, my turn. Am I a human?
Yes.
Oh, am I a friend of the Dragon Friends?
Yes.
Do I have a law degree?
No.
No.
you're Ben's wife. No.
Am I alive?
No.
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 Am I alive?
Yes.
Am I a friend of the dragon friends?
No.
I mean, no. In many ways, you're a
make
friend
up your
to
fucking
all.
Minds.
No. Sorry, I just read Dave's.
All right.
Okay, Hing.
Hing.
Am I powerful?
Yes. Yes.
Ooh. Am I a vampire?
No.
Am I from season one of the Dragon Friends?
Am I powerful?
No.
Am I? Ooh.
We have to accept your first answer.
Am I a human?
No.
Yes.
More human than not human.
Yes. Okay. Am I liked by the dragon friends?
Yes.
Yes.
I would say yes.
Yeah, I would say yes.
Yes, I'd say yes.
I'm so sorry. am
There's
I...
a great bar outside.
Am I to be... Okay. If somebody ran into me in a street and they had a knife, okay?
Yeah.
Would I have a good chance of disarming them?
Yeah.
No way.
Not in your current state. I would have thought so.
Am I I haven't fucking said it yet. Am I weak?
No, you're powerful. No, you
how
fucking
dare
idiot.
Anyone
how
said
dare,
that?
No, how dare you call them weak? How dare you? How dare you? They are one of... They
powerful. Strong.
How dare you?
They are one of what?
We stand them. And they've had a very difficult couple of years.
Yeah. And a triumphant return.
And a triumphant return.
Very recently.
Yeah. All right, Hing. Okay, Hing, you'll go. I would like to know... So I'm alive, I'm not a vampire, I am very powerful, I'm not human. Am I... Do I... Okay, am I from season four?
Yes.
Okay, sub question. Dave, which one was season four?
You are on your fucking own.
Okay, am I a god?
Yes.
Was I played by Australian singer and Eurovision contestant Montaigne?
Yes.
But what's your my name? I locked Friezo in a prison for many years.
Yep. Uh-huh. We need a name.
Curse this podcast and its stupid names. Is my name... Oh, it's probably something stupid and fantasy like... Is my name like Arthuria?
No. Montaigne invented it, just so you remember.
What's all right?
Montaigne invented the name for the character.
Wait, is that a no? We're taking that as a no?
We've got two names.
Nah. It's got two names. It's
no idea.
Current.
We'll take either.
These are the five plus three people in the room who don't listen to the podcast.
Filch.
Am I alive?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was never really established.
I think so.
I hope so.
There wasn't a death scene, so I would count that as alive. And it's fantasy, so no one ever really dies.
Am I a companion to Filch?
No.
Officially.
Not Filch specifically.
You're a companion to all of us.
Yeah. Oh wait, it's a no? Has it been... I got a no, so don't
worry
about
it. Yeah, you
got
a no. Am I a small and insignificant side character? Yes, okay.
I'll give you a clue. You were played by a special guest.
Oh. Am I a robot?
No.
Oh.
Can I have a clue?
Yes, you can. One time, you took off 2 days from school to try and suck your own dick.
That's a good clue.
Solid canon. Clue. That solid is clue. Canon.
All right. Am I... A man?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Am I classically trained as a clown?
Yes.
I mean,
the character is not.
The character is not.
Oh.
But the player is.
The player is.
The player is.
Yeah.
So we'll say you have a guess.
Have a guess.
Am I Johnny PlayStation?
Yeah!
Is a girlfriend more than a friend who's a girl? Yes. Yes. Correct.
All right.
Dave,
I'm so fucking...
Oh, Johnny PlayStation would definitely be killed by a knife in the street.
Yeah. But
also,
yeah.
Isn't he like he became some sort of powerful phoenix, didn't he?
He's like a weird, cyber god.
Okay,
so.
Dave.
All right, I'm so fucking confused. Am I played by Ben?
No.
Back to me. Is my character based with Hoover Berry?
Yes!
Yes!
Ah. Is my character Bushu?
No.
No.
Oh, fuck you.
Is that your fifth no? That's your fourth no, I think.
No, I have never guessed. Oh, maybe it is.
Yeah.
Oh,
Eden?
Do I have an axe?
Nope.
Nope.
Not unless you've been visited by Froyo for Christmas.
Dave, would you like a clue?
Does my character... Yes, a clue.
You really want your scarf back. It's a deep cut, but if you've really listened to the podcast, you might know it.
That is the most awful thing you have ever said to me.
If you'd really paid attention. If you cared about this podcast, Dave.
Alex.
Okay, I didn't ask a question.
Oh, sorry, Dave. Go.
I'm just assuming you won't get it.
Does my character like Michael Hing the person?
Doubt it.
I think Michael Hing the person is not on this character's radar at all.
I don't know. There was a controversy a couple of years ago, so...
Oh, that's true.
Some things I'm involved with.
Yeah.
Baffling.
Does my character wear a suit?
No, sometimes, occasionally.
There's no law against it.
Wait, so we said my character. I just struggle to think of anyone the dragon friends universally respect.
That's why it's a very special character in all of our hearts.
Would you like a big hint? A big-ish hint?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's one of the only NPCs that we've ever made merch for.
Sally Gunbear?
Okay, I'm sorry. There's a bar. I'm sorry.
Alright. Can I drive a car?
No.
No.
Oh.
Alright.
Yes.
Is my character in the most recent season?
No.
I think let's just do final guesses and then
final
you can have
guesses.
A look. You can ask a question and have a guess.
Is my character,
Somebody in the audience is doing mime.
Does anyone else in the audience want to do a little mime?
Okay,
for me?
Each person gets one mime.
Someone's doing a crocodile snap. Two people are doing crocodile snaps. Is it Flappy?
No.
Okay,
have a look.
Look at yours, Alex.
Am I getting sucked into the portal?
You were...
Oh, Crawford, I'm sorry.
Okay, I got
the
one
other
guess.
Bird
okay,
made
can ask a question.
With.
Okay, am I Gribbets?
No.
Oh.
Have a look.
Who? Oh.
I knew that was going to happen.
Oh.
Can I get a mime? Does anyone have a mime?
Okay.
Irina Koliana. Yeah.
Does anybody?
Wait. Can Tom give a clue?
Like
no, you. Like a tinky?
I'm not fucking Benny Davis.
All right.
Don't
anybody,
don't...
Does anybody want to do no words mime to help him? Anybody in the front row? Anybody?
The fuck am I?
Dave, you are never, ever, ever going to get this.
I thought...
Do you know what, man? Like,
I was sure at first. I thought I was like, oh, it's fucking DM Dave or something, yeah. But it's not.
No,
it's
way cooler
no...
than DM Dave.
So you're just really just hate on this, right?
I just don't know who the fuck I am, who the fuck you people are, what's going on.
Dave, shake it off, just like, just.
Yeah, could you?
Dave.
Could you for a fucking hot second?
Just think of, just ask a question and maybe you'll get a
call. Am I Taylor Swift?
Yeah!
But alas!
Worth it just for that.
But alas, the celebrity game.
So not in season 6 then?
No. Not yet.
Not in Tokyo in the limousine.
But alas, the celebrity head game had gone on so long and alienated so many podcast listeners that eldritch energies began to swirl and the portal opened, and being sucked through it, Friezo, Froyo, and Filge. And Filge, but not Bobby, because he had to stay and do the dishes for his auntie because she's elderly and he didn't want to leave her alone on Yulmers, because that's what it is. Swirling and crackling. Where will the portal lead? Will it lead to more parlor games? I promise not. But find out on the next episode of the Dragon Friends Yulmers Special!
Thank you, everybody. Shit on this idea too much, because you've clearly put a lot of effort into the craft of it, but I guess the entertainment value of celebrity heads is the people watching know the answer and can understand the foolishness of the questions that are being asked. But again, the people listening to this,
well, let's just see. I mean,
have
look,
no
I
idea mean, about.
We're gonna cut in on that, and we'll talk to Hugh. Can you just jump in before here and tell and just say on the podcast who everyone is?
Yeah, just subtitle the podcast.
Yeah, this feels like a Hugh problem. It's fine.
But Hugh, if you're going to do it in a funny accent.
All right.
So Bobby is playing Games Master, and he says,
tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.